Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great good morning, everyone. Bacardo Jewelers watch time is 10:07 and change here in the great Northeast. This beautiful Friday, November 7, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. And it's a big day to defend America, fight for our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and the great Basiliga Hospitality, just one of his companies, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like Angelo Tallarico, Moscow, William DeReamer, Kingston, Harry Russ, 40 Fort, Frank Ingiamo, East Mountain Section of Scranton, Robert McAndrew, Archbald, and Raymond Simolis, Mountaintop. Veterans we lost this year, but celebrate today, thanks to John. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle and we gavel back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. So I played that little clip, but I didn't get to hear it, so I'm going to play it again. This is the Boy King, Lackawanna County Commissioner, hopefully Minority Commissioner, and he is Minority Commissioner now, and... And then when Tom Welby gets sworn in, I guess, imminently, we hope that he says enough of Gahan. Let's play it again, Bull. Wow. That is so stunningly stupid and ignorant, I'm blown away. I didn't think it was that bad. That's why I wanted to listen to it. I didn't think it could be that bad. Do you realize what an ass he is? What a complete ass he is? Wow. This person should be nowhere near a political office. He's insane. That is so stunning to me. Again, the stupidity, the ignorance of history, and the child that is a child. That's why he's the boy king, the boy who would be king actually. Wow. So, federal authorities are enforcing federal law with no loss of life, no injuries, nothing. And by the way, the guy ran in Dunmore. He ran. That's why the bike was on the ground. He ran. So He breaks the law by coming to the country. He then breaks the law again by not going to his hearing. Now, to tell you what a hypocrite and liar Gaughan is, if a parent didn't pay child support, didn't show up at a hearing for that child support, in reference to that child support, they'd go to jail. If you drove with a suspended driver's license in Lackawanna County, you would go to jail. If you failed to show up at a preliminary hearing for even a misdemeanor, there'd be a bench warrant issued for you to go to jail. So this idiot wants no consequences for illegal aliens coming into this country because he's going to determine if they're nice guys. Oh, well, they're nice guys. I mean, they broke the law. Well, okay. I was a nice guy. They determined that I broke the law. Jury did. Where did I go? Separated from my family. I went to prison. How does this guy get more rights than me or anyone else in a similar, comparable situation? And where's the outrage for all of them? I guess there's none because we're American citizens. There's zero compassion. There's zero upset. Did they call when I was carted off to jail? Did they call the feds Nazis? Did they imply there were Nazis? Did they imply they were fascists? Wow. That is just stunning arrogance and stupidity all at once. Whew. Somebody asked, does Gaughan own the auto sales shop? No. No. He's a politician. He's a wannabe left-wing lunatic politician. That's it. There's no business. Wow. So, and by the way, not one moment of outrage over the Democrats, his left-wing lunatics. Shutting the government down, and people in Lackawanna County, and it's a lot of them, are not going to get their SNAP benefits. Where's his outrage for those American citizens who are not getting SNAP benefits? Where's your outrage, Boy King? I don't know. I mean, these people, their arguments, their discussions they're baseless. And they're full of lies. Wow. As someone texted in, try not paying your county property taxes. He'll come in with the sheriffs and take the property off you. Try it. But see, you're an American citizen, so that's the problem. Does anybody get this? And I repeat again, I have no problem with someone being upset. Oh, this is sad. Oh, what a shame. Darn it. But for this fool to imply that this won't happen in his county, he's going to do something about it. Wow. Somebody says, and boy, Billy will get elected by 98% margin next time for election. I doubt it. He's already looking for another job. Sorry, no. He's looking for another job. And his preferred candidate, who is also a left-wing lunatic, who's also spitting and screaming at anti-Trump rallies, was thumped and finished third. So I don't think he'll be reelected. I'd be surprised if he even runs again. He's an insane person, and he's disclosed it to the public in a number of ways. And at some point, that trumps. He might get beat by another Democrat, but I don't think the people are that dumb. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. I think he'll be getting another job. He's looking for other jobs. And I pray it's somewhere where he can't do any damage. Certainly not as much as he's done in Lackawanna County. His signature achievement as a city council member in Scranton was to get the Biden signs, which are a national disgrace for our area. He and Cognetti, the mayor, that's what they did. And I want to tell you how incompetent and stupid they are. We didn't get a penny. We didn't get a penny from the federal government for naming a street and an expressway after him. Not 1 cent. Gaughan and Cognetti got to wag their tails and pant when the addled corrupt fool came into town. Somebody said, Bobby, keep missing the point. It's all about the cuts to government programs, whether they exist or not. Gaughan claims he will run on cuts. I don't think so. I'm sorry. This level of ignorance and stupidity, even the Democrat Party cannot take. Whew. Somebody texts in, and this is exactly right. The radical left doesn't want the United States to be a nation of laws. They want the nation to be of select laws that they want or don't want to enforce, says Bob from Warrior Run. You are 100% right. Somebody else says, Bob, wake up. He's an Irish Democrat. He can't lose. Well, his running mate just lost. We'll see. We will see. The foolishness of Lackawanna County voters, I will never underestimate. So we'll see. Somebody said, wasn't Gaughan's original handpicked candidate the mayor of Dunmore? Yes. And by the way, that the mayor, Max Conway, he backed off his initial idiotic position. So there's somebody capable of learning to not act on their emotions. Gaughan's incapable. We'll take a break and be back.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Cute is that? Murph tells us this date, 1964, the Shangri-Las moved from number 14 to number 5 with their hit, Leader of the Pack. And kudos to Bulldog, the 1962. It's amazing. 1962, Richard Nixon saying you won't have Nixon to kick around anymore. It's been portrayed. Nixon was really hungover after losing the California gubernatorial race to Pat Brown. Now, he had just lost to Kennedy in an election that was, well, it was either stolen or they stole a ton of votes in two key states, Texas and Illinois. And he did not, I'll tell you, that's a great act of patriotism. He didn't drag the country through any of that. He just said, all right, I'll take the loss. We won't tear the country apart. Anyway, and by the way, turned out to be the right thing because 10 years later, he's thanking the public when he's reelected in a landslide over Democrat George McGovern. Amazing. We'll come back. Hey, speaking of good things, Mother Teresa, St. Teresa for today, November 7th. She says, young people are full of love and strength. Do not waste your energy on useless things. Look around and you will see your brother and your sister, not only here in the United States, not only in your city or your area, but around the world. Everywhere there are human beings who are hungry, they look to you. There are so many who have nothing to wear and nowhere to love, and they look hopefully to you. Don't turn your back on the poor, because the poor are Christ. Now, let me add a very important distinction. This is for individual calls to action, which is what she did. She wasn't an NGO or a nonprofit paying herself six figures and having money trickling down to the poor. She did it on her own, and she urged us to do it on our own. She's not asking for governments to do it. She's not you asking for corrupt USAID to do it. She's asking for people to take care of people. Very, very important distinction, and she walked that walk. Bob LTS, retired guy here. We just went through the election. People are that dumb. Another said his running mate was Italian. Well, that may have been a factor. Somebody else, the voters aren't that dumb. I know you saw the election results from 3 days ago. And another said Bill Gahn will win hands down. The last election proved it. He won't even be there. That's my prediction. He will not even be there. We'll see. And I'll hate to be wrong, but, and somebody else texted, Bob, I've never seen a human being like Bill Gahn. He shook the hands of seniors and veterans, and he would say it's all about seniors and veterans. Then a few weeks later, he enacted a 33% county tax increase on seniors and veterans property. Gahn has lost his mind like Biden. Quite obviously. Quite obviously. Hey, my man Gary D. sent in this. And this is in relation to the whole Democrat Party, sadly, right now. Certainly the leadership. The siren song of socialism always begins so beautifully. The extravagant promises, the dearth of trade-offs. It's John Lennon's Imagine come to life. But Americans had best plug their ears and look past the fog to the rocky shores ahead, because they, not the boogeymen of Mamdani's campaign, are at the helm. Isaac Shore. That's a great quote. A great analysis. These people are nuts. Please remember this. Don't. Their policies have never worked. Never. Obamacare is the perfect example. It has failed so miserably that they've shut down the government because Trump won't hand them $400 billion for them to pay to insurance companies to keep up the facade, to keep up the lie. Oh, they also want to give health insurance, Medicaid, all that, and Medicare to illegals. Yes, that's another part of it. But the main part is to cover up for the failure of Obamacare. That's why again, the side note, which appears to have worked at least Tuesday, is that the Democrats, they did it to Trump before. They create chaos and then blame it on Trump, and with their handmaidens in the media, they get away with it. And the Republicans take the blame. I'm telling you, John Thune, I really like it. But if you're too stupid to get how far gone the Democrat Party is and do not understand that the second they get in, they will eliminate the filibuster, you better get rid of it and get rid of it fast. You could end the government shutdown. You can end the government shutdown. Now, you might lose a couple of votes. Let's see. They've got to get rid of the filibuster. It's going to happen either at their hands or someone else's. All right. We have to hear from our great sponsors, which we love doing. We'll do that. We'll come back, do a veterans tribute, do the weather. We've got a little ditty I want to play after that. And then if you want to call or text in, 570-883-0098.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our friend John Basiliga and his great company, Basiliga Hospitality. As we head to the weekend, you looking for a bar, restaurant to watch the game Saturday, Sunday, tonight? Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township. I can't wait to get back there. The Far Street Tavern, the great Far Street Tavern. Oh, remember my buddy Benny Colarusso. He would have been proud, I think, of the reimagined Far Street Tavern in the great Trips Park section of West Scranton. The Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. It was a nice-looking bar before this. Go in there and your jaw will drop. And they got the same great food, the great same great drinks, the whole package. Fine dining, yeah, we got that. A modern take, understated Manhattan, and better than any Manhattan restaurant I've been in. Aterra 519, downtown Scranton. And by the way, a great combo. Go downstairs to Sergei's, the nightclub, and even if you're an old fuddy-duddy like me, you're going to have a blast. It's jammed and fun. All weekend. You want fine dining in a 1900s mansion? A great bar in a 1900s mansion? The Stegmeyer. The Mary Stegmeyer Mansion, South Franklin Street, Wilkes-Barre. And this afternoon, tonight, Scranton Art House, they'll be unveiling a new mural, downtown Scranton, on Lackawanna Avenue. And the place will be hopping, the Scranton Art House. First-run movie theater without parallel. And by the way, they figured out how to make the best popcorn in the world. Angelo Tallarico. He was 86. He was from Moscow, and he passed away October 29th. He was the widower of the late Joan Vadovsky Tallarico, who we lost in 2003. The couple had been married for 38 years. Angela was born in Scranton, a graduate of the great Scranton Technical High School. He served us in the U.S. Air Force. For his career, he was a highway designer for PennDOT. And he didn't do the traffic circles. As a member of St. Catherine Siena Church, Angela participated in the Eucharistic Adoration. And he was a fourth degree member of the Knights of Columbus North Pocono Council. Also a member of the Sons of Italy. Angela was a coach in many youth sports leagues in the North Pocono area. He survived by his children, three of them. His grandchildren, four of them. His great-grandchildren, five of them. Tragically, he was preceded in death by his grandson, John Cook III. Angelo Tallarico, our veteran who we pay tribute to this hour, thanks to John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, partly sunny with a chance of late day showers, 55 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with showers, 48. Saturday, partly sunny, 55. Sunday, cloudy with a chance of late day showers, 57 degrees. Bob, the Democrats refused to debate the issue, somebody texts in. We saw this in the recent Virginia governor's race. And the Biden surrogates brought in to talk about Biden's mental decline. They either remain silent at the podium or plead the Fifth Amendment. Democrats know exactly what they're doing. They cannot defend their insanity. They can't. Somebody says, before Obamacare, I paid about $350 a month. Now it's $1,650 a month. Is it better care? It's rushed. And I take a pill, and they tell me, take a pill, see you in 6 months. Yep. Obamacare has screwed up the quality of care. There's less innovation. There's less incentive for doctors, physicians, to continue their education, go into specialties and subspecialties. I said this at the time, and sadly, it's come true. Sadly, it's come true. Back on the socialist deal, on Mamdani, watch the little stuff and you can see how he will be with the big stuff. Mr. Equality, Mamdani, had a cash bar at his victory party. Drink prices, $22 to $31 a piece. He then spent Wednesday hanging out with billionaire Alex Soros and making a campaign at asking for money. He's the perfect socialist. Yes. Disgusting and phony and a liar. Somebody texts in, the boy King Bill Gaughan is the type of creature who would turn you in for taking an extra milk at the school lunchroom, but cry when an illegal gets arrested for breaking the law. Sadly, it's true. It's that nuts. You actually have to convince people who aren't watching how crazy it is, and they don't believe you half the time. That's the one thing the Democrats learned, and it's been carried out by demagogues throughout time immemorial, that if you're completely insane, a percentage of the population will not believe it. Because it doesn't make any sense. You talk to a normal Democrat that's still voting like a dummycrat. And these are normal people. They just don't pay attention. And you tell them what these fools are doing, trying to do, or the government shutdown, and they will not believe you. They will not believe you. Crazy stuff. Somebody says, you failed to mention that many health networks have combined and consolidated, creating monopolies. There is no monopoly in healthcare. Please tell me the monopoly. Let me know. I want to know. Government involvement in every aspect of medical care has been a disaster. Obamacare was the final nail in the coffin. And let me ask you, why have these health networks and other companies been consolidating? Because they have to deal with the government. That's who's causing the consolidation. You may be agreeing with me when you wrote it. It's hard to tell from, you know, a text. I don't know. Somebody texts, well, one of the trolls texting, what about Trump having a fundraiser at $1 million a plate? Don't you see at them, Bob? Or don't you at them, Bob? I don't understand. But anyway, Trump having a fundraiser. Okay. He's not a socialist. He's a capitalist. He celebrates wealthy people. I don't get your point. Some of these Geisinger buying up health systems everywhere. By the way, Geisinger has been bought, so you're quite misinformed. Geisinger has been bought and taken over by Kaiser Permanente. You may have missed that news. That's fine. They're all getting together and creating size because they have to. You have to have massive size to react to the government control of healthcare pricing. And it hasn't been good for the quality of care. What physician, what person is going to go through all of that schooling, all of that difficulty, all of that headache to make a welder's salary? I was going to say a radio host salary, but nobody would do that. Please tell me. It's crazy. Oh, more guilty white people getting arrested outside an ICE facility in Broadview, Illinois. These people are so nuts. They're so ignorant. They're so dumb. I don't even know how to say it. Chuck from Carbondale. Bob, as Ronald Reagan stated, government is not the answer. Government is the problem. You got that right. We'll take a break and be back. Led Zeppelin. I wanted to wait till the music. I didn't realize it was this long. I wanted to wait till they went back. Keep playing the Bulldog. I'll talk over it. But this date, 1969, Led Zeppelin released their hit, Whole Lot of Love. I was a Zeppelin fan. I had that album that was shaped like, no, or was that Grand Funk? It was an album shaped like a dime. I think that was Grand Funk. Anyway, Whole Lot of Love. Murph says they released it this date, 1969. All right, let's go to the phone because we got to talk to our people. Ray from Mountaintop. How are you, Ray?
Robert, when I'm listening to your show, I feel much better. You know, I did commit a little bit of a travesty though. I had my eye watching C-SPAN a little bit while I was listening, not listening to the commercials. Always listening to you.
Well, listen to the commercials. That's how they pay me.
and you aren't every everybody's penny going. Of it, my
by the
friend.
Way, everybody's going nuts over the leaf filter commercial. I'm telling them, please hang in there.
So our Senate, there's a Senate committee going on right now looking at the cost of Obamacare, the Unaffordable Care Act.
Yep.
And they cited the horrible situation of a couple of federal employees, a husband and wife, who are in their mid-50s and retired, who are forced to live on a combined retirement salary of approximately $138,000 a year. Now, just pause for a minute. My backdrop and point of reference is the wonderful people who worked at RCA Dunmore by the thousands, who worked at Owens, Illinois in Pittston, Pops Chewing Gum in Duryea, Leslie Fay in and up and down the valley, RCA Mountaintop, technical chemicals. I can go on and on and on. These people work their fingers to the bone, salt of the earth, the most wonderful people. They won World War II. They would have won Korea if they had a chance. God bless them, their children, many of whom died in Vietnam. But these are the greatest people in the world. They don't have in their retirement one quarter of that amount.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going through conniptions now so that two people who've retired in their mid-50s, who are being paid over $130,000 a year in their federal retirement, are going to lose their $15,000 a year Obamacare subsidy. Bob, there's no words for this.
It's insane.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah.
There are no there's no intelligent life left here. You know, we are, please read the Constitution. There is no Article 4 to the Constitution that said our government must have a bloated bureaucracy with 5 million people who are overpaid, underworked, and have exorbitant benefits. There is no Article 5 that says the federal government must be in charge of medical insurance for everyone. What in God's name are we doing? We were shamed by a lie into believing that there were 20 million people in America without medical insurance. We're the scourge of Western society that these people don't have insurance.
Yep.
So we turned our entire insurance program that was working fine, envy of the world, was working fine, so that we could give 20 million people insurance. And now 12 or 15 years later, now we have 50 million people without insurance. And the Unaffordable Care Act is just that, unaffordable.
Hey,
it's horrible.
And Race, somebody texted in. They said, true story. My wife and I, both self-employed, had something called Blue Cross Special Care. $250 a month with a $500 deductible, covered everything catastrophic but no dental or eye. Obamacare, meaning the government, deemed it unacceptable, hit us with $500 apiece a month with a $5,000 deductible, meaning $11,000 apiece before they covered an aspirin. We have not had insurance since Obamacare passed. Paid the fines every year, and we just pay out of pocket. I mean, that's what it's driven people to.
Milton Friedman, the genius economist,
yep,
had a simple rule. Simpler is better, Robert. And he said, where competition exists, two things happen. Prices go down, quality goes up. Where competition doesn't exist, let's reference our public school system, but also government in medical insurance, two things happen. Quality goes down, prices go up.
Amen.
It used to be that you got your medical insurance, here's a staggering concept, you got it from your J-O-B with your employer. And if your medical insurance wasn't good enough, you could go to your employer and say, hey, we've gotten together, we need to change this. At which time the employer could say, you know, you're right, let's change it. Or the employer could say, I'm sorry, it's the best I could do. In which case, as free Americans, you could either A, accept that, or B, get another job. Now, we're going to have the federal government and the likes of Zohram Mamdani or whatever that guy's, that freak show is named, okay, be in charge of everything, and look out, because the quality is going to be horrible. The costs are going to be, well, I don't know how I could sleep tonight thinking that they've lost their $15,000 a year subsidy on $140,000 a year in income.
I know.
And, you know, all of
and
all
by
of
the
our
way,
brothers,
the money goes direct to an insurance company so that they continue the lie that Obamacare has worked. It has failed. Ray, we got to go, my man, but thank you.
God so bless,
much.
Robert.
All right. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:02 and change, which means we got to go to the news with Brian Hughes. But quickly, let me tell you again something Brian passed along, and so did Doc from over at Froggy. Organizers of the Wyoming Valley Veterans Parade are asking veterans, all veterans from everywhere, to take part in Sunday afternoon's Veterans Parade because the active military will not be able to attend the parade, nor will they be able to have military equipment in the parade due to the federal government Democrat shutdown. I added that word. Veterans interested in marching in this year's parade are asked to meet at the corner of Wright Ave and Market Street in Kingston at 1:15 p.m. Sunday. The parade's set to kick off at 2 p.m. from Kingston on Sunday, and it's a big deal. Please, veterans, if you can, please show up and march. We are beyond proud of you. We'll be back after the news.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.